Amid pressure from lawmakers, the Department of Justice quietly posting more Epstein records that had previously been withheld, including FBI records containing uncorroborated allegations against President Trump. According to the newly released reports, the FBI interviewed a woman about Jeffrey Epstein four times in 2019. And in her second interview with investigators, she claimed Epstein introduced her to Trump, who she alleges abused her when she was between the ages of 13 and 15 years old. Trump has denied any wrongdoing related to his relationship with Epstein or any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. And there are questions over the woman's claims, including the timeline, according to the report. The alleged interactions with the president took place in the early 1980s, when Trump and Epstein did not appear to be in contact. The withheld files initially left out of the more than 3 million pages of Epstein records released by the Department of Justice in January. At the time, the DOJ released a statement saying some of the documents released in the files, quote, contain untrue and sensationalist claims against President Trump that were submitted to the FBI right before the 2020 election, adding if they had a shred of credibility, they certainly would have been weaponized against President Trump already. Now, some Democratic lawmakers flagged the withheld documents and accused the Department of Justice of trying to protect the president. The DOJ, though, says that those records were improperly coded as duplicates, and that's why they were initially withheld.